This is Stephanie, and welcome to Audio Oasis Storytelling Podcast, a place where you can stop by, listen, think, laugh, but most importantly, rest. Please share this podcast with anyone who could use a restful storytelling escape. Thanks so much for stopping by. And now, on to our story. Today is August 15th, 2020. I'm recording from Harlem, New York City, so please forgive the sounds of civilization outside my window. So let's get some housekeeping out of the way. How you doing? How are you? As you know, we are navigating so many things. Some of us are self-isolating, others are perhaps in quarantine, while others are just trying to just make their way through day to day. So just wanted to check in on you and see how you were doing. I hope that you are doing okay. And we're going to take this one step at a time. Okay, good. So today's episode is talking about teen chopsticks and the beauty of spaghetti. So let's talk about the chopsticks first. Now, I love a good chopstick like everybody else, but you know, chopsticks were made to work in pairs. Yeah, you can probably use one chopstick to feed yourself, but why would you do that? Chopsticks were created to work in pairs, and it's just so much easier to get the job done when you have a partner. Why am I saying this? If you want to go to the next level to get a particular project done or goal, there will come a time when you will need a team, a mentor, a network, if you want to go to the next level. So I'll leave you with, you can get by with one chopstick, but chopsticks were created to work in pairs. Spaghetti. Let's talk about it. I love a good pasta, don't you? When it's just cooked just right with just the right amount of bite to it. And then you add the most heavenly sauce. Now, some like a red sauce, some like a white, some like seafood, some like just classic marinara. It all depends on, you know, your taste. But when you have the perfect pasta that's perfectly cooked and you add the sauce of choice, it is a thing of beauty, don't you think? I was thinking about that Disney animated flick. What's it with the dogs? Yeah. Lady and the Tramp, and the two dogs are enjoying the pasta. One dog has either end of the pasta and they chew and chew and they get closer and closer. I think the dogs are on a date, I think. They get closer and closer until they kiss and then they sort of bashfully kind of pull away. That's the beauty of pasta. I don't think anybody is lonely when they're eating spaghetti, even if you're by yourself with your fork and your spoon and your bowl of pasta and your sauce and your chunk of bread. You're still not lonely because it's such a beautiful thing. And I really love watching infants with their first taste of pasta. Man, listen, you got to put plastic on the floor, maybe plastic on the walls, plastic on everything, because they really appreciate that first taste of pasta. It's all over their face, maybe even in their hair. You got to put them in the bath after. Even they can appreciate the joy and beauty of some good pasta. So if you're not allergic or anything like that, why not enjoy a wonderful bowl of pasta and just be good to yourself. Now, if there are some dietary restrictions, of course, don't do it. But just remember, nobody is lonely while eating spaghetti. That's a kind of a weird topic for a podcast, but you know what? These are not normal times. I hope that gives you reason to smile, think, and just relax. Exhale, get ready for the day to come, and just be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself, okay? We'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to Audio Oasis Storytelling. Find us wherever podcasts are found, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Until the next time, safe travels and be well.